The George Floyd's murder left many people left asking themselves this question. What has changed? Or more importantly, what can I do to change things? If you are a white man in America, you have a decision to make. Become an agent of change or a blocker of progress. How did this event affect and change the mental health of white men? It is time for another episode of A Mental Health Break, and I am your host and author of the book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Vincent A. Lancey. Each week on this show, I interview a different mental health professional or advocate from across the country and around the world to share their story on mental health. My reason for creating this podcast came when I decided to prioritize my mental health. When I was 21 years old, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while on foot. As I began recovering from a traumatic brain injury, or you may have also heard as a TBI, I soon found I needed to change the way I approached my mental health.
And before I introduce this week's guest, I have some exciting news to share with you all. This summer's episodes will be brought to you by Tampa Counseling and Wellness, dedicated to helping individuals looking to positively transform their lives through compassionate counseling and wellness coaching. If you struggle with depression, anxiety, or other mental health issues, call today for a free consultation. Tampa Counseling and Wellness, therapy that inspires change, and you can find their info in today's episode description, whether you want in-person visits or virtual assistance.
Psychologist Annie Horning joins the show this week, and he helps white men grapple with the reality of their identity. In addition to his work as a psychologist, he hosts two podcasts on his subjects, as well as wrote a book. He is doing everything he can to provide white men with practical tools for navigating today's complex issues by balancing masculinity with accountability. And of course, for this platform, we're going to tie all of that into mental health and deliver a unique episode on this mental health that we all share. So allow me to now bring him on, Andy Horning. Andy, thank you for joining us.
Vincent, it's great to be here.
It's great to have
you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Would you mind introducing yourself a little more to our listeners and touching on your role on mental health before we dive in?
Sure. Yeah, I used to work with a lot of couples. That was kind of my specialty. I love the dynamic with couples. And that's where I really started to see that men came into the therapy room on the defensive, a little fearful, reactive. They didn't really want to be there. They felt like they got dragged in. And so as a result of how they came in, that's how they showed up. And the women were just much more at ease. I mostly saw heterosexual couples. So the women were at ease with their emotions, at ease with communicating, at ease with talking about hard subjects like a relationship. And men lacked that ease, that skill. And so that's where I began to think, wow, we got to do something different here to help men step up emotionally and communicate and be present better in relationships.
Well, you're doing a great service. And this does come up as this conversation comes up, where the spotlight story, 1 week we did it on Kevin Love. And he speaks about how when he was growing up, his father said, you mask those emotions, you're a man, and that's and so forth. So it's excellent you bring up this topic, and what you're doing to destigmatize mental health for men is paying major dividends. Thank you for all of your efforts. But we're going to talk about now which type of mental health disparities you come across the most in all of your practices, and then we could tie it to your work with your book and such.
Sure, of course. So I noticed that men tend to be a little more, first and foremost, they deny their emotions. As you just mentioned about Kevin Love, mask them, we don't show them. So oftentimes, whatever mental health issue is there, it's normal. so many times we abnormalize them. We make them wrong as if the feelings are the problem. And, you know, there's a saying, the issue is never the issue. It's how we respond to the issue that becomes the issue. And so that is no more true than it when it comes to feelings. Feelings are normal. We need them in life. But when we ignore them or deny them or push them under the rug, then eventually they're going to come back and get bigger and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And what we don't metabolize metastasizes. And so when we don't deal with the feelings that are present in the moment, they will get bigger and stronger and never go away. Then what was just sadness now turns into depression. On what was just a little fear now turns into an anxiety problem. And what was a little bit of anger now turns into full-blown resentment and anger issues. If we just dealt with it earlier, Vincent, then things would be so much better. But we don't. We tend to delay, push off.
Very well said. We can't run away from it. And this goes in all parts of life, work deadlines or avoiding an uncomfortable conversation with a friend after a fight. You could delay it, but it's inevitable. You have to get through it. And once you get it over with, you can relax because it's all over. You see, many can cope with alcohol and other things to mask these terrible times, but it's just easier to get right out in front of it.
It is, you know, and I think you did speak to something. There is a little fear at the beginning, and it is okay. It's going to be like, oh gosh, do I really want to do this? Maybe I can just push this off a little bit. But what ends up happening is that on the other side, people feel so much better. You feel relieved and lighter and more ready to show up to life. When we keep avoiding these things, eventually they will weigh us down. But if we go towards them and deal with them, what's available for us on the other side is a feeling of momentum and energy and confidence. And we look back and we think, that wasn't that big a deal. I could have done that earlier. But if we do it, it does give us that confidence to keep doing it as we move forward in life.
Excellent answer. Thank you for such a thorough response. Now let's backtrack a bit for our listeners to get them a little more familiar with you. When did you first decide that a career related to mental health was indeed the right path for you?
I used to early on in my early 20s, my first job, I was a history teacher. And I used to ask students in the middle of class, I'd be like, close your books. Come on, let's gather in a circle here. And I would gather them up and I'd say, how's it going at home? How are you doing with mom and dad? What's going on in your relationships? And I would just start having these awesome conversations with my students about life and how they were dealing with life and with one another and what was happening inside of them and who they were as identity. And they loved it and I loved it. And I said, I got to get out of history and get into the world of psychology.
I love how you followed your passion. You enjoyed teaching, but it's a good example for everyone listening on. Do what makes you happy. Life is short, so why waste it doing a career that you're not suited for? Everyone is different. There's no right or wrong career. But for him, he made the right choice because he's actually expanded his brand so much with books and podcasts. We're going to talk about all of that and how to find it, buy it at the end of the episode. But we need his advice here. We're going to ask him for two, and I say just two because we want your most important answers here, Andy, short or long term, or both, if you don't mind. What are some tools you use to improve your mental health?
Yeah, I think the two feelings to cultivate more than any other feelings, they're keystone emotions. One of them is courage, and the other is compassion. And courage is the gas pedal that we have to use to go towards uncomfortable stuff in our life. Sometimes we got to push the accelerator to step into life, to get off of the sidelines, to show up to work, to show up to an uncomfortable conversation, to show up to a relationship, to maybe we've got to have a talk with our boss or our neighbor. The courage helps us do that. That's the gas pedal. But then we can't just careen through life going a million miles an hour. We have to slow down and we have to pump the brakes. And that is compassion and kindness. And we got to pump the brakes at times when things get hard, when we need a little nurturance, when we need to be kind to ourselves, when we need to be kind to others. And when things get rocky or corners, we have to slow down and be gentle. And that's the breaks of compassion. Courage and compassion are the two keystone emotions we have to cultivate in our life at all times.
I think COVID gave us just that opportunity to slow down when the world was rolling on all cylinders. Really, no one was stopping because they never thought of a reason to. You did have to slow down. What was one of the best takeaways from slowing down for you here, Andy? What was one of your best mental health time spent, I should say, activities?
Yeah. Well, I live in Colorado, and so the outdoors are such a great way to nurture. I mean, I think if sometimes we just have to get outside, take a breath of fresh air, go for a walk around the block, head to the local park, just move our body, be in nature. And for me, that was a great time to get outdoors more with the kids and the family.
Amazing. I'm glad you got the opportunity to spend more time with family. That is one of the silver linings of COVID, you could say. There's a lot of negativity, of course, a lot of horrible things, a lot of horrible illnesses, but extra family time goes a long way for anyone. Now let's talk about what you're doing for the awareness of mental health. We could talk all things you're doing.
Sure. Well, I wrote the book Grappling, White Men's Journey from Fragile to Agile. And I wrote it in part because of we're coming up at some point, the 1 year anniversary of George Floyd's murder, depending on when the show gets aired. But it's an important milestone to consider because, you know, that there were thousands, millions of people protesting across the country. There was a lot of opposition with different factions battling one another. And so I think part of why I wrote it is to help people understand what was happening and to use their internal world to understand what was happening.
And then you delved even deeper with your mental health offerings in such a unique way. You created a couple podcast series. Let's now talk about those.
Sure, of course. So I actually am a co-host of a Hoffman podcast. The Hoffman Institute is a week-long retreat in California, and it's a great place for mental health. It's not a rehabilitation center. It's not an addiction program. It's just a week-long retreat that people go for their mental health and for their spiritual development and just to be happier, honestly. Their tagline is, when you're serious about change. And so I'm a co-host of a podcast there and also hosted a podcast called Elephant Talk, which has couples talking to one another. And it's based on the elephant in the room because those are hard conversations to have. And people don't talk about relationships.
You're doing a great service from many angles because mental health is involved in everything you're doing, indirectly or directly. Everything we do, our mental health is related. So sharing our stories can go a long way. And now it is time for the spotlight story. For everyone new to the show, at the end of each episode, I share the mental health story of someone who is famous because I want to let you, the listeners, know you are not alone. I want you to understand that even though someone looks healthy from the outside, they may not be on the inside too. And for this episode, we're talking about another male mental health advocate in comedian Howie Mandel. And we all saw Robin Williams pass, and we all, from the outside looking in, saw smiles all the way. We all have tons of memories. This week, another comedian, is we found out, is using his platform to raise awareness before it comes too late. This advocate shared the story of living with OCD
ADHD, and anxiety in this article I read that he actually wrote. So I want to share a few quotes and then we'll talk, Andy. The first one being, when I was growing up in the 1960s, my symptoms didn't have a name. So in my case, they were called Howie. As I grew older, those quirks found their way into my comedy. Deal or No Deal works nicely with my ADHD symptoms. I show up, meet the contestants, and move around on the set. I'm not stuck behind a pedestal reading trivia questions. I've always had a problem sitting still and listening for long periods of time. This show spares me these challenges. I can live in the moment. It's like a stand-up act. And I'll share one more quote for everyone. I have to admit that at times I've been afraid of being labeled crazy. In the middle and corporate America, if you say, I need Thursday afternoon to go to the dentist, nobody raises an eyebrow. If you say, I need an hour off Wednesday morning to run to the psychiatrist, your coworkers may not show their surprise and disapproval, but you may experience blowback later on. They might see you in a different light. You go twice a year to get your teeth cleaned, but God forbid you go talk to a counselor and ask, is it normal that I'm reacting this way or thinking these thoughts? Andy, I'd like you to weigh in.
Hey, I used to use that dentist cleaning analogy the time. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I mean, it makes total sense. It's normal to go get your teeth cleaned. It's normal to go get a checkup. It's normal to go get gas for your car. Why do we think our mental health should just be healthy even when we don't attend to it? Let's tend to our mental health. Let's care about what's happening in our brain and in our hearts, and we'll be a hell of a lot better for it. I think the most important thing is that we have to find people who are willing to talk about it. Because when it sits in isolation, when we keep it quiet, it festers and it gets worse. So share with people what's going on, and it won't be that big a deal. Keep it to yourself, and it's eventually going to be a huge deal.
Extremely well said. It's a shame there's so much stigma around it, because so what? You want to have a conversation. Why does that make you not suited for that job? If anything, utilizing mental health tools makes you more of an advantage for your company, because you're able to stay calm in stressful situations. You're probably eating healthy, so you're thinking clearly. It goes all the way. And with that, Andy, I got to thank you so much for joining the show. Love the value you just presented right
there.
Vincent,
you rock, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you again for coming on. All of your answers were spot on, especially the tangible advice you gave for your short and long-term answers. But with that, I need to ask you for your last word.
Well, I'm going to stick with what we just were talking about there. Courage to speak your truth, compassion to be kind to yourself when you do speak that truth.
Very well said. Would you mind now please taking the time to share professional social media, the website, any ways for our listeners to get involved with you?
Sure. AndrewHorning.co. And that'll get you to the book Grappling, as well as some info on the podcast. Vincent, I love the work you're doing. Keep it up, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for the kind words, and thank you again for joining. And of course, the listeners, I can't thank you enough. While you're checking out his content, be sure to check out ours too. We're at A Mental Health Break across the board, except on Twitter, we're at Podcasts by Lancey, to get updates from all of my shows. Of course, my handles are at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube. And my website is vincentalancey.com. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week on A Mental Health Break.